Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the Rinse Straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is coming to you live from New York City. And with all powers combined, we're just two guys on the radio having fun talking about sports, okay? Be hanging out for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Yes, that means we've been hanging out for an hour already. Where have you been? Thank you so much to Matt Mershell from the Orlando Sentinel. Covers all things college football nationally, for coming through and talking college ball with us. You want to talk to me? Easy. 855-212-4227. You want to hit me up? I'm at JR Sport Brief. You want to continue to listen? You got options. You might be listening in one of these four ways, but maybe something else. You can try another way. The free Odyssey app. Your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. SiriusXM channel 158. You try a smart speaker. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we talked about J.J. McCarthy signing his contract. We talked about the college football expansion. It drives me nuts. And then there's a guy, well, he was in college about more than a year ago. This man is already trying to get to the playoffs. I don't know about all that, man. We'll tell you about Will Levis in a second. Major League Baseball is trying to do this rivalry week thing starting next year. I'm like, do we need this? Like, y'all used to have this baked into the season, and it didn't need any fancy marketing. Lamar Jackson and Troy Aikman are legally beefing over the number 8. Kevin Durant actually practiced basketball. Tiger Woods needs to find something else to do, like coach his son. Emory Hunt is going to join us next hour. We'll talk all things football with Emory Hunt. He covers football for Football Game Plan, CBS Sports HQ. Tonight is a big night in the WNBA out in Phoenix, Arizona. The women are having their skills competitions. No Caitlin Clark, though, sorry. She said no to the three-point contest. Can you blame her? I guess Caitlin Clark is sick and tired of being everybody's show pony. She just wants to take her month-long break, play in tomorrow's game, and come back in a month and help the Indiana Fever into the postseason. Caitlin Clark will disappear off the face of the earth for about a month. Good for her. She deserves it. All the money that she's making. Hickey, now with all this money in the WNBA, this is a prime opportunity for me to find a WNBA wife.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. You know, don't they have a new TV deal? The commissioner said not so fast, but they're making all this money now.
They are.
One day, maybe I could stop working.
That would be nice. Would you go to every game?
Yeah, sit front row, yeah.
Okay, all
put
right.
I put her jersey on and everything. Yeah.
First team all hype.
Yeah, I would. I put a jersey on. I wear a ball cap. I cheer and stand up. Yeah, of course.
I would say there's only one downside to that.
I got to take selfies and stuff?
No. Well, no. I'm not gonna
be like Matthew Stafford's wife, okay? I'm not going to be like her.
No, you're not going to start a podcast talking about the team chemistry?
No, I'm not going to talk about making her jealous. No, I'm not going to do any of that. I'm not going to what's the opposite of a masculation? What is that for? What would that be? I don't even know.
Femasculation? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to empower my WNBA wife. Yes. But what was your question? I can't do what now?
Well, the only downside is that the season is in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
Your summer, in terms of spending it with her, is lost because obviously she's in the middle of the season. That kind of stinks. But again, that's not that's a trade off that I think most people would take. But
they don't play a lot, right? I mean
the seasons. I don't know, in terms of number of games. I don't know, but I mean, was it May to September?
The what they call it, wives and girlfriends. They don't go to every game.
Wags,
now. Come on, yeah. Well, I hate that term, wags. The wives and girlfriends. They don't go to every game, no.
Husbands and the Habs.
A husband and boyfriend?
Yeah. So you just go to the home games then?
I guess, yeah. You know what? I need to start hanging out around the Dream. That's what I need to do. But they always play when I'm on the air.
So that's, there you go. You'd never see her, at least in the summer, during the season.
Well, I don't know if we have anybody here that makes enough money.
Well, that's something you got to weigh, you know? You can't quit your job and live off of that if, you know, we're talking about, you know, not enough income to support both of you.
Yeah.
Would you still date a WNBA player if you had to work?
No. I'm going to wait for them to make more money, and then I'm going to get involved.
Okay.
I can wait 2 more years. Two years, you think? 3 more years?
When is the deal going to affect? Next year or 2 years from now? So, yeah, within the near future, you should be, you could be set, we'll say.
If I'm going for the gold. I'm going to wait for Caitlin Clark to break up with that boyfriend of hers.
They said
they love each other, right?
So you got to drive a wedge in there somehow.
Yeah, well, all jokes, people. All jokes, by the way. Somebody's going to get angry at me.
Got to put that out there.
Yeah, right? You have to. I'll be in trouble tomorrow again. Anyway. I don't know. Speaking of people saying crazy things, you like that transition, Hickey?
I do, and it's very fitting, unfortunately.
Speaking of people saying crazy
different ways.
People saying crazy, I sure can. I sure can. There's a man in the NFL who said a crazy thing. And I appreciate his optimism. I appreciate his youthful exuberance. I'm talking about Will Levis. Yeah, Will Levis. For the Tennessee Titans. The man who had to sit in the green room a little more than a year ago. He got that Kyle Filipowski treatment without all of Kyle Filipowski's troubles. Shout outs to Kyle Filipowski on the Utah Jazz and his, I don't know how old she is, her 55-year-old girlfriend. I don't know, 20-something, whatever. I don't know how old she is. But Will Levis, he don't got those problems. Besides having to sit around in the green room, he eventually was drafted by the Tennessee Titans. And then ultimately, he got a job because Ryan Tannehill is old and busted up. Ryan Tannehill, his leg gave out, and then Ryan Tannehill could no longer throw the ball to the right team. He caught a little bit of that Sam Darnold syndrome, okay? He forgot what color he needed to throw the ball to. Tennessee Titans wear blue. Don't throw it to the red team. And so Will Levis took over, and I like what he did. Almost 2,000 yards passing, 8 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Fun stuff. Tennessee Titans still stunk, though, 6-11. Derrick Henry is now gone. I thought it was one of the dumbest decisions ever to get rid of their head coach. It's ridiculous. Mike Vrabel, gone. In comes Brian Callahan, who was the offensive coordinator with the Cincinnati Bengals. In comes Calvin Ridley from Jacksonville, trading in Lajarius Sneed because the Kansas City Chiefs couldn't pay him. And Will Levis said that, you know, it's time for us to turn the corner and make the playoffs. Like, he's eager to make, and good, as he should. What else are you playing for? I just think that's overly optimistic when you think about the other teams that are playing in the AFC East. South. You got the Colts. You got the Jags. And then you got the Texans, who shocked everybody last year. I appreciate the optimism. Like, what the hell else are you playing for? And I like Will Levis. Hickey doesn't like him. I like him. But playoffs? Y'all are probably going to be the worst team in the division. But I appreciate Will Levis. You want to know why? Because this man does not give a damn about what I say or you say or what Hickey says. This is what he said in June.
I don't hear much of it. I don't say. I used to be someone who kind of like take that stuff and use it to fuel me, but I feel like now I have my only source of motivation is internal, and I'm not going to let anyone else's opinions define kind of how I work. So they can say what they want, and we're going to go out there on Sundays and do our best to prove them wrong.
Oh, that's the attitude they have. Damn right. Can't let outside noise change and dictate who and what you do. Terrible idea. You know what? His new head coach, Brian Callahan, he said this in June as well, a couple weeks ago. He loves Will Levis so far.
One of the things I enjoy about Will is he's incredibly coachable. He's got a great perspective, and he's got great awareness of his body mechanics. You know, some guys, it's a natural thing. They just feel what you're coaching, and he's done a great job. I think he sees the benefit in his mechanical improvement and his accuracy. I've been really pleased with how much he's taken and translated into actually doing it, which has been fun to watch.
I love it. Coaches say brand new things all the time, body mechanics. That's the first time I heard that in an interview. We talk about his throw mechanics. Is he good? Is he fluid? Can he drop back and his arm and his hip? Back foot, front foot? He knows what the hell he's doing. Okay. Let's see what Will Levis does this year. Tennessee Titans will be good. I think they'll be better than the 6 wins they had last year. They'll miss out on the playoffs. Come on. Tennessee Titans will miss out on the playoffs. Hopefully they get into the playoffs before they move into their new building in 2027. Construction expected to begin in 2024. Hickey, have you been down to Nashville?
No, unfortunately I have not.
Yeah, last time I heard anything about Nashville, it was that a young lady on the street who did that dirty interview. You remember that lady?
Oh, I mean, how can I not? How can anyone forget?
Well, is she still famous?
You know, that's a great question.
Where
is
she?
Like, can you say yes?
Are we allowed to say what she said? We're not allowed to say that, right?
Her name or
no, what she said?
Exactly what she said. I mean,
I can't say exact. I'm not saying exactly.
That's
what she
said. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could say like the
Hawk Tua girl.
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay, we can say Hawk Tua girl. And that okay, she's not famous anymore. Her 15 minutes is up.
I would. I mean, has anyone heard of her since? I know she was at Zach Bryan's concert. I've not really heard of her doing anything since.
She was with Shaq.
With Shaq.
Yeah, she was with Shaq.
Now, gone into the abyss.
Back in Bristol, Tennessee. Well, anyway, I'm sure she's a big Tennessee Titans fan. Hey, good luck to the Titans in their new stadium. Hopefully they have better luck in their stadium than that. What's that place, Hickey, that Microsoft man is building, Steve Ballmer? What's that place?
The Intuit Dome.
With all the toilets and stuff, right?
You know it.
What else are they doing in there? They got the wall. They got the fan wall where there will be no fans because who wants to see that crap he's about to put out there? And what else they got going on?
Oh, you ready for this? This is the latest from Steve Ballmer.
It's the toilets. It's the fan wall.
And now?
What?
He has fought off the T-shirt toss. He said it's unfair for fans in the upper deck that the T-shirt toss basically is only for people on the lower deck, whether it's the guns on the floor, the people throwing it. You know, you rarely get the T-shirts up there. So what has Steve Ballmer done to combat this lower bowl T-shirt toss problem? He has installed T-shirt cannons into the Halo scoreboard.
Oh, my God.
So now during the T-shirt toss, they'll be shooting out of the scoreboard for fans in the upper deck to now get a chance to get a T-shirt.
Let's go to a game and sit in the upper deck.
This
guy
is unbelievable.
You want to know why? Lawsuit. Lawsuit.
What, do you jump in front of the T-shirt? Oh, my eye.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you
Here's
can't,
a $100 million settlement. Yeah,
you can't lob. You can't lob. It has to have force, right? You can't lob a T-shirt from the sky. It has to be shot.
At least on the video that
this video
Fly by Night on social media has
this
posted.
There's video.
To your chagrin, it does not look like the T-shirts are coming in with a lot of force. They are kind
man.
Of, no, I don't want to say dropping, but it's, you know, they're not getting shot out of a gun 10 feet away from you. There's a little arc to it.
They need to, why don't they just use, what are them things called, parachutes?
They could do that.
Oh, I see it. The Halo board has its own T-shirt tossing cannon. Okay. It's coming out the top. Okay. It's like, oh, okay. It's not being shot. Okay. Terrible. Yeah. Yeah. T-shirt cannon on. It's on the top of the, it's at the top of the dome, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what it looks like. Yeah. The top. Oh, so then it, you get some air below. So it's.
Well, isn't the point of, like if you get the cheap seats, you like you. I get it. Everybody's sectioned off. It's like you're not entitled to a T-shirt, right? Isn't that how it goes?
I mean, I would argue, if anything, it should be the other way around. Like, if you're paying, if you got the big bucks to spend down low,
you can buy a T-shirt.
You could buy a T-shirt. You don't need a free one thrown your way. And also, there's a question of how many people down in those seats are actually fans of the team that you're watching. Uh-huh. And so, again, do you really need T-shirts if you're just there to be seen or, you know, there for work? Maybe the diehards up top deserve, you know, a free T-shirt. They'd wear more.
Well, that sounds like the rest of the world, man. Rich people get all the good stuff. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, that's how it goes in a lot of cases.
Man, rich people get all, even T-shirts. Congrats. Steve Ballmer looking out for the little guy. He can't fix the Microsoft problem, but he can get you a T-shirt on the upper deck and make sure you do not have to stand in line. Hickey, I wonder how you made so much money. He's a man's man.
He's the people's owner.
The people's owner, yeah. Good. We got to get him on the air. That'd be fun. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, Hickey, let's try to get him on air before they open this place up.
I can reach out, send some emails.
Yeah, let's talk to Steve Ballmer about his Intuit Dome and his wonderful basketball team. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Rich, he's calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rich?
Hey, JR. First of all, I want to comment that you and Hickey do a great job as a team. I love the topics. That's the reason I jumped on when you were talking about Sanders. I want to talk just briefly about Deion. And a couple of things struck me as why he isn't going to be long for Colorado. The two of the top 10 guys, I looked up the top 10 paid NIL guys. He's got two of them. He's got his kid and he's got Travis Hunter, who's the only non-quarterback that's in the money, big money, seven-figure money.
Plays two positions.
Yeah, well, I'm not denying that he may not be worth it, but, you know, first of all, when you go 4-8, and I think he's going to be lucky to go 5-7, if you look at their schedule and who they've got, the NIL door for them, which has been something he's relied on, has been a revolving door. And I think when you spend that kind of money, I looked it up. Shador and Hunter combined are around $4.5 million.
Okay, all right.
Guaranteed, which is, struck me as being crazy for college football, but that's just two of them. And when you look at the turnover he has each year, it's going to be really hard to build a program. And I think when those two kids get drafted, and they will, I think both of them are top 10 draft picks, and both of them are outstanding. What do you think is going to happen to Deion? I think he's gone.
Well, we said that. I think me, Marco, Hickey, did you agree on that?
No, not too much. I think so.
You think he's staying past this year?
I do.
Just to prove that he's not some runaway?
Yeah, I also think he'll have many. It's either basically retire.
Couch.
I mean, that could be the option.
TV, television.
Well, that's also true.
Yeah, Rich.
What? Yeah, I was going to say, what happened? I mean, what do you guys think the likelihood of him, after both of his stars and the money dries up, and it will if he goes 4-8, 5-7 back to back, what do you think the likelihood of him trying to shift into the NFL and try to get an NFL job? Because I don't think he's going to get another big time college job.
Well, I'll give you a recap. We talked about that. I'll give you a quick recap. It's okay, Rich. Thank you for calling from Chicago. Yeah, I think he's going to leave, whether it's this year or next year. Maybe he saves face and sticks around for one more year. I don't give him past 2 years. Definitely not. Marco Belletti thinks he's going to the Cowboys. I think he's going to television. And Hickey thinks he'll stick around for a year. Or something. Is that right, Hickey? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's long there for like 5 years, but I don't think he's quitting after this year.
Yeah, Deion will find something. He'll be on TV. He doesn't strike me as a guy who's just going to sit around at home. And you know what? This is actually good, and it just popped into my head. Hickey, it's actually nice that we haven't had to talk about any of Deion's health issues. Isn't that good?
That is good. You're right.
Like, as of right now – the leg, the circulation. Let's keep in mind, this man had to have, I don't even know. Does it matter how many toes he had amputated? It does not matter. They were thinking about taking off this man's foot. That is crazy. Think about it. Deion Sanders is one of the best athletes you have ever seen in your life. They were talking about taking off this man's foot. I mean, anybody. Don't take care of yourselves. Try your best. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Deion Sanders is, we don't know what he's going to do. I know what Major League Baseball is trying to do. They're trying to do something that's pretty stupid. What else is new? I'll fill you in on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. This is interesting. And we're going to talk about something stupid Major League Baseball is doing. I don't know if this is stupid or if this you got no other choice. The Arena Bowl. Hickey, did you know the Arena Bowl? It might be done or taking place right now or something. Arena Bowl 33. Did you hear about it?
No, I have not.
The Arena Football League is hosting the Arena Bowl 33 from the American Dream Mall in New Jersey. A sight for a championship game unlike anything we've ever seen. It's in a mall. It's in that mall next to MetLife.
The game itself is literally in the mall?
They took like a big old plaza space in the mall. You know how the mall somewhere has that big old atrium with the multiple levels?
Mm-hmm.
They put a field. I don't know. How long is an arena football field? Don't matter. They just made one big enough to slap it in a mall. And there's people there watching, not just passerbys, it looks like. I don't know.
Wait, the game is today?
It was at 5:30.
There's
5:30 Eastern time.
Not to be ignorant, I didn't even know there was an arena league still going on.
Yeah, well, neither did I until it's not too. I mean, you're here with me on the air, but it's not too late for you to go. How long would it take you to get to New Jersey?
I mean, three trains later, God, NJ Transit on a Friday, probably get there maybe before midnight.
Arena Bowl. I mean, you gotta go where the people are, right? I mean, maybe they couldn't sell tickets. Maybe this is a genius idea. Can't sell tickets? Well, where are people going to be?
The mall.
Not really, right?
I guess you're right. Not anymore.
The people on Amazon? They got to do it at the Amazon warehouse. Put the show on for all of the workers, man. That'd be a good idea. Yeah, malls are going out of business, man. What about that? What are we going to do with all this retail space? What are we going to do with it?
Great question.
Unless you play football in it.
I guess that's maybe the future. Maybe the arena league is coming back.
In malls?
That could be. In abandoned malls.
Oh, man. Isn't the Macy's? Macy's are getting closed down. And
those are some big stores.
Yeah, the malls are huge by itself. Isn't it crazy? Isn't that crazy? People are still not even necessarily going to the movies the same way. Hickey, we are really like two generations away from everybody is sitting in their house on a computer all day.
I mean,
never leaving.
Remote working, movie theaters, and malls. Probably the three biggest like spaces that you could have are all in the process of, if not already, all abandoned.
It's good to be in a sports business because people got to go outside for it.
You're right. You got to be there.
You got to go outside.
That's a lot of land just sitting there.
Yeah, come on, man.
Got to think of something creative to do. Maybe more golf courses?
Nobody going to the movies. Nobody. Best Buy? When's the last time you went to a Best Buy?
Great question. Years?
Oh, my God.
I did go in once, like, maybe 4 years ago for something.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
So there you go.
I tried to go into a Best Buy that I thought was open, that I haven't been in 4 or 5 years. You know, I went, Hickey, it was closed.
Like, during, like, normal business hours?
Yeah, it was just, no, yeah, they shut down. It doesn't exist. They shut it down.
Oh, close, like, permanently.
Permanently.
Like, never
opening out of business.
Not out to lunch. Out.
What am I buying from Best Buy besides something for my kitchen? You know, like a refrigerator or a micro. Like, I'm not buying DVDs anymore. Like, what am I going in there for?
I was gonna say, can you even buy like a microwave at Best Buy? I just thought it was all like tech stuff, gaming,
a washer and dryer.
Best Buy, really?
Yeah, they got a home section. Yeah.
Oh, well, guess hopefully it's online. Otherwise,
imagine all this retail space for what? To sell you the TVs aren't even big enough. You can sell all the TVs in one room. You don't need to. All this, a giant warehouse?
Well, you talk about, like, the next big idea. The next big idea, I mean, I don't know what to do with it, but, like, buy up these spaces, the malls, the office spaces, probably get a good deal on it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell you do with them, but if you want to have a chain that, you know, has an idea that's based on a lot of land.
Kids play place.
But there you go.
You know what we need
Chuck
to do?
Chuck E. Cheese 2.0.
Yeah, well, they got all these things where the kids jump around in. Because parents don't want to hang out with. They want to dump their kids somewhere to wear them out. So throw them in there, right?
Maybe Chuck E. Cheese with like a bar section.
That's Dave and isn't that Dave and Buster's?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It exists.
Yeah. Okay.
Is Buffalo Wild Wings for children? No, right? There's no games in there, is there?
There's no games. No, Dave and Buster's is definitely what you're looking for there. Okay, so that idea is gone. But, you know, we're on the right track here.
Marco Belletti, what do we do with all these Best Buys and Macy's that are just closing up? What do we do with all this space?
I do like the idea of having big, giant spaces that kids can go unsupervised and be able to go there so that the parent doesn't have to stay. Not unsupervised where no one's watching, but unsupervised where the parent doesn't have to watch.
That's called school.
Basically, yeah. I need something where they're not in school that they can run around and not get completely destroyed hurt.
You know,
but, you know, get a lot of energy out. And I don't have to be there watch.
These places don't have windows, man. They don't have windows.
You need windows. What do you need windows for? No windows.
Have windows.
I'm not looking for the kid to look outside. I'm looking for him to stay inside. That's the whole point. If he's outside, I got to stay there and watch. I don't want to watch.
If you get 25 trampolines, you get some soft padding on the floor.
There you go.
Throw the kids in there. Just
I mean, these places exist. Whatever, the gymborees and all that stuff.
Yeah,
like, these places exist. We just need bigger
dirty.
Ones.
Kid comes out with a Band-Aid on his forehead. Like, where'd that Band-Aid come from? Like, what?
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
that builds character, you know? It's like the Chuck E. Cheese ball pit, you know?
What, coming out with a Band-Aid?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
whose Band-Aid? Is that your Band-Aid? No, why you got a Band-Aid on your head? Disgusting.
Well, you got a big warehouse. You got to have a first aid section. It's in the corner.
Listen, if I put my kid in a ball pit, and he comes out with a Band-Aid on his forehead, I am dipping him in bleach. That's it. You got to dip.
I think it's more of a when, not if. It's happening.
That I'm with you. I make you feel better. You're not there. You don't see it. He comes back to you after you drop them off for a while, and he's got a Band-Aid on his forehead. Your mind goes to the first aid section in the corner, and you say, did you get hurt? Did you go see the nurse? If he says no, then you're concerned. If he says yes, then we're all good.
Come on, man. I'm supposed to trust a school nurse. And shout out to the school nurses. Listen, I know somebody's a school nurse. The school nurse is just sitting around smoking a cigarette waiting for some hurt kid to come in. She's not doing nothing. They're not allowed to do anything with the kids anyway if they get hurt.
I know, but I mean, I'm not thinking that there's major injuries with the kid. I mean, how many times have you dropped them off at these things and you assume that they're going to bust their ass at some point? You just hope they come back in one piece.
And don't break nothing. That's
it. What I mean. As long as we don't have to stop at the emergency room on the way home, it's all good.
I got to think of a name for this thing. I'll figure it out.
Your kid?
Dump your kid. Yeah, I like that. Look, they got a place.
Take a nap.
They got a furniture place called The Dump. Why not?
I mean,
dump your kid.
Yeah. Dump your kid. Go take a nap. Something like that. Something where it lets the parent know, leave your kid here. You get a couple of hours to go do whatever the hell you got to do, and it's going to cost you money.
Well,
and I'm telling you, hand over fist. Parents, I can leave my kid here. Here you go.
That's a genius idea. I love it. Dump your kid. Yeah, I like it. No, it's too many crazy people out here. They're going to take that the wrong way. I don't know about that. We got to come up with a different name. We'll work on that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a real stupid idea. It's from Major League Baseball. They're trying to promote a special weekend next year. I'll tell you about it on the other side of the break while I come up with a name where you can dump your kid.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, shout outs to, I love Nas. Nas from Queensbridge. I love Nas. Shout outs to Nas. It is the JR Sport Brief. Man, that is so damn cool. I love Nas. Got a drop from Nas. Interviewed Nas. Things you don't think about in life. Hickey, when Illmatic came out, I didn't think that I'd be talking to Nas, let alone open up a break. So thank you for making a dream come true.
Of course. I just pushed a button. You're the one who made it happen. But, yeah, of course.
That's good stuff. Anyway, that's good stuff. Let me tell you about some – it's not bad stuff, but it's stupid stuff. Courtesy of Major League Baseball. As you just heard from Marco Belletti, baseball is back. The All-Star game is done. The All-Star break is finished. It's over. You're going to blink. In about a week and a half, we're going to get to the trade deadline. People are going to get traded. People are going to get moved. Teams are going to go for it. We got all these damn teams in the postseason now, 12 of them. So we're going to have more teams going for it than selling. It's a good part of the baseball season. But next year, baseball is doing some stupid things. This is not stupid. First of all, they got the Dodgers and the Cubs opening up their season in Japan. Why not? Of course, they got a Hickey. If they could, they'd make Shohei Ohtani travel across the ocean half the damn year, man. I bet you they would.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right about that. Money grab, and there doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon.
No. Shohei Ohtani's going to start the season in Japan for as long as he is playing for the Dodgers. And then you got Shota Amanaga, who pitches for the Cubs. And so why not? They want that matchup. Good for them. Make the money. Get it out the way and then come back stateside. Shohei Ohtani's just like, y'all making me go again? I left there to make money here. I guess when you're making $700 million, you'll do whatever they ask. That's a good idea. This is a ridiculous one. It was announced that Major League Baseball is having Rivalry Week in 2025. Mm-hmm. Every matchup on this weekend, May 16th to the 18th, typically everybody will be a rival of each other, right? Listen to some of these matchups, and I'm going to tell you why I think this is silly. You got the Mets at the Yankees, natural rivals, the Sox and the Cubs. You got the fake L.A. team versus the real one, the Angels and the Dodgers. Battle of Pennsylvania, East versus West. You got Pittsburgh versus Phillies. You got the Cardinals and Kansas City. You got the Astros and the Rangers. You got Washington with the Nationals and Baltimore. Colorado at Arizona, I guess close enough. The Braves at the Sox. Battle of Boston teams, I guess. Twins and the Brewers, the Rays in Miami, Battle of Florida, Detroit and Toronto. I guess you got to cross a border. And then you got the A's and the Giants. Hickey, can you help me out? This is something they just had to make up. What the hell does Seattle have to do with San Diego? Why are they playing against each other?
Well, that one, you know, I think you kind of run out of run out of rivals there.
Yeah, two teams on the West. Just even though y'all, I don't even know how many miles away from each other. Why not? It has to be. It got to be like 1,000 miles, 1,500, 1,000 miles away from each other. Seattle is as north as you can go. San Diego is as south as you can go, and they just slap them together because these are the two teams that had no rival. I mean, what are we doing here?
I mean, I would argue the Dodgers-Padres rivalry is better than Dodgers-Angels, and then you make the Angels play the Mariners, and, you know, you're going to have one or two matchups.
Angels play the Mariners all the time.
But you're going to have, like, one or two matchups that, you know, okay, we're stretching here, maybe, but at least I would say a division rival is probably stronger than, like, the, what do they call it, the Battle of the Freeway in L.A.? Oh, like, I don't mean.
Hickey, I feel like I need to be a, what is someone who studies maps?
Geographist? I don't know. I've got nothing there.
I'm going to be Christopher Columbus, okay?
There's definitely a word for it, and I do not have it.
Geographer. I'm a geographer. It is 1,200 miles from Seattle to San Diego. Come on, Hickey. Come on, man. That's what I said. I said 1,000, 1,200. One of them.
You're spot on. I mean, I guess you could do the southernmost point on the West Coast, taking on the northernmost point. By the way, what you are, work with maps, cartographer.
Oh, maps?
Yes.
I feel like I'm shorting myself. A geographer studies the earth and the distribution of its land, features, and inhabitants. I'm going to take that one.
Okay.
I'm going to be a geographer when I grow up. Anyway, here's the thing that makes Rivalry Week so ridiculous. Like, Major League Baseball had this with interleague play. Like, we got all of this. What makes all of this so special outside of the fact that they keep changing up the schedule? Like, we used to have this when they introduced interleague, and I guess Major League Baseball felt that interleague play was too boring, and then they didn't make it exclusive anymore, and now guys you just play whoever, whenever. And so now they're trying to make it special again by having Rivalry Week? I'm not all that enamored. You want to know who else isn't enamored? An all-star. Hunter Green. Unfortunately for this man, he didn't pitch well the other day. He says the Guardians, they care more about this Battle of Ohio than the Reds do. Listen to what Hunter Green said.
You know, that's such a funny question because we never talk about it as the Reds, but Cleveland always talks. I know multiple guys on the Guardians, and they'll bring it up in, like, conversation. It's just not in our conversation in the clubhouse. We're just kind of like, whatever. But Cleveland is, like, definitely thinking about it, and they don't play about it.
Oh, man. Hickey, I don't think. Do the players even care? They just want to get paid, man. They don't care. Do we have? Let's think about this. With all the interleague play that we have in baseball right now, do you think the players even care about rivalries? They just want to check.
I mean, there are definitely, in terms of like spirited rivalries, not as many as maybe 20, 30 years ago, that's for sure. I like the idea. I will say, I think with how long baseball's season is, even if it is a little gimmicky, I don't mind having a week or a weekend of gimmicks when you have just, I mean, how many weekends of baseball. I do like that there's, okay, this is a branded rivalry week where, you know, it's not just, oh, Cubs, White Sox, but now it's everyone playing, for the most part, we'll say, because I know it's not for everybody, but for the most part, a local rival. I mean, I don't know how much juice it adds, but I think it's a nice touch.
Let me know when the players get to wear the names on the jerseys, on the back. Don't they get a weekend where the players can showcase their personalities by having custom names on the back?
Oh, are they still doing that? Players' weekend.
Did they bring that back?
I don't know. That's a good question. Let's see.
So they'll have it this year, August 16th to 18th, so about a month from now. Players Weekend is returning with a new look.
Oh.
This is when you know that what you're doing is so bad. This is on Major League Baseball's own website. During the weekend of August 16th to the 18th, MLB will celebrate players' personalities, their interests, and their charitable causes they support. Why don't y'all do that all the damn time? Like, why are you doing this over a weekend? Major League Baseball to me is like the absentee parent that just pops up on one weekend with gifts and thinks that's going to make everything better. No, everything still sucks. You're supposed to be there and show love all the damn time. The fact that you got to show up with all these gifts is bad, man. The original Players Weekend featured specially designed uniforms, player nicknames on the back. That won't be the case this year. Players will be able to use custom bats, personalized cleats, specially designed new era caps. Whoop-de-doo. Who runs baseball? Like a bunch of people like Jerry Jones, right? Is that what it is?
JR, you left out the most important thing about Players Weekend.
What is it?
Each day of the weekend, there's a certain theme.
Yeah, I skipped that part. Fun.
Come on, you're not going to talk about that Friday is fun night? Saturday is for causes and Sunday's for appreciation? Come on.
Oh, man.
Aren't you now more intrigued?
No. Come on now. That's the fact that they have to do this is pathetic. Pathetic. I understand. You every sport needs uniformity. But the fact that baseball has to have a day dedicated to fun. It's like going over to grandma's house. Hey, grandma, what are we doing on Saturday? Having fun. What does that mean, grandma? We're going to watch Wheel of Fortune all day long. Damn, man. Baseball is like, they're like, no. What's the oldest show on TV? They're like The Price is Right. It just don't change. Just the people do, but they just don't change. Can't wait for Players Weekend next year. Maybe they'll realize that they should be having fun all year long. Good luck with Rivalry Week. I'll be watching as normal. And good luck to baseball. Always coming up with the great ideas. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And this is going to be fun. In about 30 minutes, Emery Hunt from CBS Sports HQ is going to come through and join us. Always great chat with Emery. We're going to talk some NFL football. And then, you know what? This is all speaking of NFL football. Hickey, I don't know if Shannon Sharp is trying to start a fight with the NBA players again, but I think he might. Or maybe not. I'm going to tell you what Shannon Sharp said. You can hear it for yourself on the other side of the break. I'm going to ask Emery what he thinks. Yeah, Shannon Sharp is comparing basketball players and football players. We'll get into that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We got more on the other side. Basketball, football, all of it. Oh, I ain't forget Tiger Woods. He needs to sit at home on the couch. He does.